Gemara in Masechta Brachos in Daf Lamed Zayin has a discussion on what bracha is made on oireis and doichin. And the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, as the maskana of the sugya, paskins that we make a bracha rishona Bari Minim Zoinis, Lubsaif Enim Avarach Loi Klum, which as the Gemara means to say, a Bari Nefashis. So it's very clear that the bracha for Oiris is Bari Minim Zoinis as a bracha Rishina, and Bari Nefashis as a bracha Achroina. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Ches, Siv Zayin, says, Hakoisis, as for iris, if somebody eats raw iris, v'varach ala bayir pri adama, the bracha rishon is bayir pri adama, v'achrav bayir nefashis, and the bracha achron is bayir nefashis. V'im bishloi, if it was cooked, hagah, and the Ramah says, ach nesmach, until it's completely dissolved, not into liquid, but completely a mass, not separate kernels, or you made iris bread, the halach is mevarach ala bayir minim zaynus, v'achrav bayir nefashis. The brach rishon is bayir minim zaynus, the brach achron is bayir nefashis. V'hu shlo yemu uravim dava achra, but it may not be mixed with any other food. El iris levadai, the iris itself. V'im irim mena b'tav shel achra, if it's mixed with other food, v'tav shel achra hu aroiv, and the other foods are the roif, mevarach la bevarachas oisav tashol, then you will make the bracha of that other food. So now the question is, what is the proper bracha to make on rice? Because if we look into Tosfos on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos, the third Tosfos on the Amud says, Rashi Pirish, that oiriz is mil, v'yesh mefarshim, that rice, Lahai Purosha, and according to that pshat, the Doichen Haino Mil. So Rash Sotoysa says, we're not quite clear what is Oiriz and what is Doichen. And as Toysa says in the next Toysa, Devar HaMaskel, Tiyufta Derav Shmu, Oiriz, the Alocha Avel Doichen, Loyav Tiyufta. By Doichen, there is no question. By Doichen, the halacha is clearly that you don't make a mezoinus. And now we have a very big issue. Because if iris indeed means rice, so then the halacha would be that you make a bayir min mezoinus and a bayir nefashis, if it's rice. But if iris is doichin, and as Taisha says that by doichin the halacha is, if rice is doichin, and by doichin the halacha is you make a shahakel, so then we don't know what bracha to make. Then there's another issue, because the Shulchan Aruch clearly quotes the opinion of the Ramah, Vim Bishloi, that in order for rice to be considered, oiris to be considered, that the bracha is bayirin min mezoinus, it has to be nismach. It has to be completely dissolved. When we cook rice, particularly if we cook long grain rice, so the pieces, the grains of rice remain each separate, and if the pieces of rice remain each separate, then the halacha is that you have to make, you don't make a bayir min mezoinus. Another factor is the Rambam. The Rambam has a very big chiddush, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Rambam, but it is the opinion of the Rambam that the only time you make a bayir min mezoinus on iris is if it's levadoi, if the iris is there all by itself. But if the iris is not there by itself, if there are other foods together with the iris, then it is the opinion of the Rambam that you don't make a bracha, then you don't, that you don't make a bari min mezainus on the rice. And therefore, I mean, even though the Shulchan Aruch disagrees, and the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that as long as you have an iris dish, and most of the dish is made up of iris, in other words, as the Rishonim all point out, even though, as we just finished speaking about in our previous year, that there's a special halacha, kol sheyesh bo mechameshes aminim, that any food that has in it from the chameshes aminim, even if it's not the chameshes aminim are not derived, the halacha is that you make a bari mina mezainis. That halacha doesn't apply by iris. Iris doesn't have that rule that you make a bracha bari mina mezainis on the iris, even if it's not derived. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rif and the Rosh all paskin that if it is roif, you will make a bari mina mezainis. But if you look into the words of the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, he says, the Rambam seems to say that this special halacha that you only make a bari mina mezainis on that you make a bari mina mezainis on iris was only stated if you have iris itself. There are those that try to say that the Rambam is not, does not mean to say that it has to be pure iris in order to make a bari mina mezainis. But the Rambam is trying to say, the halacha that we just discussed, the Rambam was trying to distinguish between iris and chameshes aminim. By chameshes aminim, they could be the minority, and you'll still make a mezainis, and by iris, that wouldn't be the halacha. So now we have a very big concern. What is the proper bracha on rice? Because we're not sure if iris is rice. Iris may be doichen. We're not sure if it's properly nesmach when we cook the rice. That, according to the Ramah, only when it's nesmach do we make a bari mina mezainis. The opinion of most paiskim, which is the opinion of the Mishnah Berura, is that on rice you do make a bari mina mezainis as the bracha rishayna. Because he says that most Mefarshim, the Gra, and most Mefarshim hold that iris is rice. And if iris is rice, then the Gemara teaches us that you're allowed to make a bari mina mezainis. Furthermore, he explains that why is iris singled out? Iris is not from the chameshes aminim. So why do we make a bari mina mezainis on rice, on iris? The reason is because it's zayin. It gives nourishment. And therefore, what we call rice, even if it weren't the iris, which is referred to in the Gemara, rice is a nourishing food, and therefore deserves to have a bari mina mezainis. And he also says that the halach is that if you made a bari mina mezainis on any food that offers nourishment, even if we knew for sure the rice weren't iris, but the evid, if you made a mezainis, a kala, on all foods, if you make a bari mina mezainis, but the eved yoytz. Furthermore, regarding the issue that the Ramah raises, that the Ramah says it has to be nesmaich in order to be considered valid for bari mina mezainis. So the Mishnah Berura says that nesmaich doesn't mean that it's completely cooked to the degree where it's dissolved. It's enough if it's nesmaich to the degree that it's cooked well, or he suggests that even if the peel is taken off, that is enough for it to be considered nesmach, and you can make a bari mina mezainis. And the Pais can point out that even brown rice doesn't mean that it wasn't, that the peel is not missing. Even on brown rice, the peel is taken off, and according to the Mishnah Berura, a bari mina mezainis is said. However, there are paiskim that suggest that one should not make a Bairin Minim Zaynus on rice. There are many that suggest, I heard that that was the minig of Rav Moshe Feinstein and other Gedol Yisrael, that they only ate rice as part of a meal, because it's not quite clear what bracha to make on it. Maybe the bracha is Bairin Minim Zaynus. Maybe the bracha is Hadoma. And in fact, the Baal Halachas Gedolus Paskins and the Beis Yosef quotes him that the bracha on Iris, and we may say that Iris is rice, is actually a shahakal. And therefore, there are those that looked for three foods that were not, took three foods that were a Adama, a Mezoinus, and a shahakal, and made those brachas before eating rice. Clearly, if the rice was cooked, then the bracha, the Paiskim say, is not hadoma. It's only a question of mezoinus and shahakal. And therefore, if you're eating cooked rice, which is normally the case, the halacha is that you make, again, Mr. Brewer says you would make a mezoinus. Others would try to find a food that is a shahakal and a mezoinus, to eat it as part of a meal, to avoid a question. The Shulchan Aruch paskened that on raw rice, we make a Bari Pri Adama. But it's interesting to point out that the Sefer Birchas Habayis says that since nowadays people don't eat rice raw, therefore we should not make a Bari Pri Adama. If we eat raw rice, we should make a bairi, we should make a shahakal. The Paiskim take issue with what he says, because probably in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, rice was also not eaten raw. And yet the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch says that we make a hadoma on raw rice. However, there are other Paiskim that suggest that even in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that they made a bracha on rice, if you eat raw rice, you make a hadoma, it may be referring to a situation where the rice was planted with that intention. But if the rice was not planted with that intention, it was planted to be eaten cooked, then the halacha is that you make a bairi pri, that you maybe have to make a shahakal. There are a number of rice foods that there is a question what the bracha to make on them is. Rice bread, if we hold that the bracha for rice is mezoinus, then the bracha rishonah for rice bread is bairi min mezoinus, and the bracha achroina is bairi nefashas. Rice beverages, like you have rice milk, clearly the bracha rishonah is shahakal, the bracha achroina is bairi nefashas. Rice cakes are subject to a machloikis hapaiskim, because the way rice cakes are produced, they're produced by applying hot air, steam, and pressure to rice grains. And if we just said, and the Ramah was very clear, that a Bairi Minim Zaynus is only said on rice which was cooked, so rice cakes, which don't have any cooking involved, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the bracha should be Bairi Pri Hadoma. Rav Yoshev, however, held that the bracha for rice cakes is a mezoinus, if you make mezoinus on rice. He says when the Ramah says that it was nesmach, it was cooked, he doesn't mean that it was cooked to, doesn't mean specifically cooking. It means that it goes through the normal form of preparation. And since rice cakes is a normal way of preparing rice, he paskins that you make a bracha of mezoinus If you make a bracha on rice, mezoinus, you make a bracha, bari made a mezoinus, on rice cakes as well. The question that comes up is, what is the proper bracha on sushi? Because we know sushi has in it rice and vegetables, rice and fish, or rice, vegetables, and fish. And as we discussed in our previous shiur, there are a number of reasons, if we combine what we discussed in our previous shiur and what we are discussing in today's shiur, why you should make a separate bracha on every one of the ingredients of your sushi. Firstly, we're not quite sure, is the rice oiris that it deserves a bari mina mezoinus. Furthermore, the rice, certainly according to the Rambam, that says you only make a mezoinus on rice when it's the only ingredient. But even if we don't follow the opinion of the Rambam, we follow the opinion of most Rishonim, we only make a bari mina mezoinus on the rice if it's the main ingredient. But if there are so many other ingredients in the sushi besides the rice may not require, with the bari mina mezoinus on the rice, cannot exempt all other brachas. Furthermore, as we discussed in the previous year, this halacha that one bracha is recited when you have a food made up of a number of ingredients is only, says the Chaya Adam, when the foods are all in one mass. But when the foods are distinct one from the other, then a separate bracha is recited for each. And therefore, certainly in the case of sushi, where the rice is separated by the seaweed, by the nori, from the ingredients inside the sushi, the rice is separate. A separate bracha should be made on the rice than on the bracha for the fish and vegetables inside. But it's not so simple. Because what bracha should I make first? If I'll make a bracha on the rice first, and if the rice is the main ingredient, it's the majority ingredient, and the rice is indeed iris, then I shouldn't make any other brachas, according to the man, the Amram, that disagree with the Chaya Adam. And if we'll suggest to make the shahakal on the fish, or the hadam on the vegetable first, that would also be a problem. Because if, as we are discussing, there are opinions that rice, that the bracha on rice is shahako, the bahag, or certainly it's very possible that the bracha on rice is a hadama. So once I make a hadama here on the vegetable, I won't be able to make a mezoinus on the rice, because maybe I was yoitz already the bracha of the rice with the hadama that I made on the vegetables, if there are vegetables in the sushi. And therefore, certainly, in the case of sushi, one should try to make a bracha mezoinus and a bracha hadama on other foods first before he makes the bracha, before he eats the sushi, which only would lead to a number of questions. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, the halacha we said is that the bracha achroina for rice is bari nefashos. But as we learned in the Gemara, there is a suggestion that on rice, the bracha achroina is al hamichya. So somebody is eating rice, and he also ate a food for which there's a bracha of al hamichya. Let's say he ate cake and sushi. He should not make the al hamichya first. Because if he makes the al hamichya first, then maybe he's not obligated anymore to make the bari nefashos on the rice. He already was yoitz the bracha achroina on the rice with the al hamichya. So what he should do, preferably here, is make the bari nefashos before the al hamichya. There are paiskim that suggest that if he has in mind that the al hamichya that he's making should specifically not be for the rice, there, if I have in mind that a bracha that I'm saying should not be for food that I ate, then the bracha is not a bracha, and I would be able to make the bari nefashos even after the al hamichya, but preferably he should make the bari nefashos before the al hamichya.